Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why is the VA throwing a baby shower?
Kind of like a one-stop shop. Diapers, baby wipes.
Jonathan has them in his desk.
I have them in my bag.
People love babies and puppies.
I could have brought my baby and we would have gotten none of this done. Literally.
All right, sitting across from me, Jonathan Kopanger and Danielle
Carraza.
Well, welcome, Danielle, to ConnectingVets.com, and sitting here with Jonathan Kopanger, our VA reporter, and we're talking about something I don't normally think about when I think about the VA, and that's the beginning of life.
Right.
Versus most of the time we do stories, you know, VA-related about, you know, hardened soldiers getting their medical care, and...
Why is the VA throwing a baby shower? That's the question on my mind.
It is because nearly half of all women veterans that are served by VA, or specifically the Veterans Health Administration, are of reproductive age. And did you know that the VA offers maternity care services?
I knew that, but I don't think many people do know that.
Most people don't. We are offering reproductive services from IVF. We've started offering that, fertility services, all the way through post-pregnancy. So we actually have maternity care coordinators, and we cover the entirety of the pregnancy, including the first 7 days of the newborn's life. Now, obviously, we don't do that in-house at the VA, but we do partner with community care providers and offer that as a program. So we wanted to bring some attention to that. We're big believers of we've built the programs. Please come use them. So we thought we would sponsor it from the headquarters level down. The Center for Women Veterans kind of came up with this idea, and we thought we'd get about 20 sites across the country involved. Not so. We had 62 sites and almost 2,500 new parents to be sign up in 4 days.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of love. People love babies and puppies, so I'm really happy that we get to talk about one of those cool things.
I could have brought a puppy and it would have been, you know, two for two.
Kumbaya.
So I could have brought my baby and we would have gotten none of this done, literally. I'm in the throes of parenthood right now, so I think this is especially cool.
So tell us a little bit, what is the program? How do you get involved?
So we have two national partners, Philips, which makes baby bottles, sippy cups, and pacifiers, pretty popular pacifiers called Soothies. So we're very excited to be able to hand those out. And we're also partnering with the Elizabeth Dole Foundation. They are a nationwide community of caregivers. And we're kind of looking at veteran new parents as the newest caregivers, right? Many veterans are caregiving in another capacity. But as you said, you have a small baby, you know, and... Yeah. Jonathan and I were just discussing how our children are no longer small babies, so we also know, but try to forget, I think. This is an important time. It's an intense time, and we want to really connect our new veteran parents to their community and show them that we care.
Are you actually going to throw baby showers at a medical center?
We are. Surprisingly, most of the medical centers actually do it on their own. What we just decided to do this year was really make it accessible for the entirety of the country.
Hmm. Are you going to have games?
I think so.
Like, name the new VA secretary? That'd be a good game.
You're really getting into my discomfort zone. I don't love baby showers, Jonathan. We've talked about this.
Moms, young moms, sitting around with mom friends, drinking Chardonnay. Probably not like that.
So what other, you said that the VA does other things. What are some of the other things that women veterans should know that they can get from the VA when it comes to having children?
That is an excellent question. I'm so glad that you asked. I think that most people wouldn't realize that under the prosthetics label, so VA is one of the largest distributors of prosthetics for veterans. When you think of prosthetics, you usually think of, you know, shoe inserts or maybe a new leg or a wheelchair, something along those lines. Prosthetics also covers women's specific needs, like maternity bras, nursing bras, breast pumps. Nipple cream, which doesn't sound like a big deal until you need it, and it's awfully expensive. Think Neosporin times three.
Huh.
And those pumps, by the way, can be expensive.
Hundreds of dollars.
They're definitely a necessity.
They are, and they also provide the accessories that go with the pumps. So the breast milk bags and the flanges and the bottles and all of that super expensive stuff, but it is considered a medical need, and we're very proud to be able to support that need.
Baby bottles, the Dr. Brown's baby bottles. Do you guys do those?
I don't think we do. I think it's only the baby bottles associated with the breast pumps.
Oh, all right.
So should women go to the prosthetics department or should they go to the women's clinic at their medical center?
So generally when they have identified that they're pregnant, they go to their primary care and they will be assigned to a maternity care coordinator who will handle all of that for them.
Well, tell me a little bit more about a maternity care coordinator. That's something I have never heard that the VA has.
It is kind of like a one-stop shop.
It is.
It's pretty exciting because the VA doesn't do the actual delivery of the baby in-house. The maternity care coordinator walks through the pregnancy with the woman veteran to ensure that all of her needs are met, that she gets her prosthetics if needed, that she gets connected with an OB on the outside, that the delivery is covered, that all of the bills are then covered, and then the first 7 days of newborn postnatal care.
And this isn't just happening in one area, it's happening in different areas.
It is happening in 62 sites in a two-week span. So
when
surrounding,
is this two-week span?
It is May 5th through May 16th. It's the week before and after Mother's Day. We like to kind of do everything in a tight time span, and that's as many as we could fit in.
Now, how does somebody get involved in this program? What do they do?
So we have it listed on our website. If you go to va.gov/womenvet, you'll see the headliner for the nationwide baby shower. We are accepting contributions. You can purchase for $50 what we call a new baby kit, and that has a little bit of everything you need to support a new baby. We also have partners that are donating phenomenal supplies, so baby bottles, pacifiers, transition cups, some postpartum needs for the mothers, diapers, baby wipes, you name it.
Gonna need some wipes. Just saying, wipes, my house, I can't keep them in stock.
I still keep them in stock. You become very used to having having them nearby.
I'm not going to comment on this thing, but we'll just keep going.
Jonathan has them in his desk.
Actually. I have them in my bag.
I'm gonna ask.
All right, see, at Costco, it's the only baby item I still buy from there.
So even if you don't have a child, even if you're not pregnant, if you're not planning on having kids, I'm not going to have any more kids. I will have dogs for the rest of my life, but I can take part of this.
You can. We're looking for volunteers as well as donors. We are looking for products. We're looking for anybody that wants to get involved. We will find a way. If you go to the website, you will see the list of all the local sites and the local coordinator. So if you want to get involved at the community level, that's the easiest way to do it.
All right, let me ask another kind of question, not necessarily maternity related, but just about who should be using the VA. I think a lot of us consider, you know, career military people, senior enlisted officers, you know, they've always got their health care from the base hospital. And then, of course, when they retire, they'll go to the VA. But what you're saying here, and an important takeaway from our conversation today, is that this isn't just for career military or those that are retired. The VA is for women, younger women, new moms, you know, late 20s, early 30s.
Yes. So you are eligible for 5 years of health care when you, as a post 9/11 GI veteran. So you automatically get 5 free years of health care with the VA. That's pretty big. And if you assume that women go in, I went in at 17, I'd be eligible for retirement right now. Right? So if they go in at 17, they do a 5 or 7 year contract, they're still in prime childbearing age.
Right.
So we also know women veterans skew younger than male veterans. The average male veteran is about 65. The average female veteran is about 49. So really all of these, you know, obstetric, gynecological, gender-specific needs, our population is still wildly in use of them.
So suffice to say, like a good advice or like a good moral to the story is like, hey, consider it like a place to at least just go explore and find out more stuff you can get.
I couldn't say it better. I recommend everybody visit and find out their eligibility. You can do it online. You can walk into any VA hospital in person. We have the Women Vet Call Center. If you have any questions, we encourage every woman vet to start there. Mm-hmm. It's 855-VA-WOMEN.
And that's staffed by women.
That is staffed all by women, mostly women veterans. So not only women, but women veterans. It's a phenomenal resource and they can answer all of your questions.
Is there anything that we have not talked about as far as the baby shower?
So I will just plug, as part of my new position, the VA for the first time allowed us to have women-centric social media channels. So we at the Center for Women Veterans have our own Facebook and Twitter handles. Which is kind of important because the VA generally, only big VA has social media, and then the VHA and VBA and NCA. And so now we can amplify their messages as well as add a layer of our own that deal with topics specifically for women vets. We're getting some great feedback. We've got 1,000 followers in a couple of weeks. That's not bad traction.
Awesome. And for women veterans, if they want to find out more information, where should they go?
So they can visit us online at va.gov/womenvet or find us on Facebook at Twitter at VA Women Vets.
VA Women Vets.
Yes, sir.
All right. VA baby showers.
Right?
I can't wait. It's awesome. Little jammies with, like, you know, little M4s and little tanks on. That's great.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.